We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today on this Mother's Day, and we do honor our moms today, our expectant moms, our mothers, our grandmothers that are here today. And I wanted to share with you something that an acquaintance of mine, Dr. Mark Creech, up in Asheville, North Carolina, we've gotten to know each other over the past year, and we're featuring an article this time that he wrote, and he gave honor to one of North Carolina's first child, Virginia Dare, and tells the story, and I wanted to kind of share a little bit of it with you, because Mother's Day is a time to honor the women whose love, sacrifice, prayers, and quiet endurance shape the world in the ways that we may never fully see. And I think it's important for us to keep it in mind. The Bible says in Proverbs 31 and verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Yet sometimes a mother's influence extends beyond her household and becomes part of a person's memory. North Carolina has such a mother in Eleanor Dare and such a child in Virginia Dare. Virginia Dare was born on August the 18th, 1587, on Roanoke Island, now part of North Carolina. She was the daughter of Ananias Dare and Eleanor White Dare, and the granddaughter of John White, who was the governor of Roanoke Colony. She is remembered as the first English child born in America. Just 1 week after her birth, she was baptized. That is nearly all we know for certain. The rest is mystery. Virginia Dare was born in a very fragile colony, far from home and surrounded by hardship, danger, and uncertain future. Her mother, Eleanor, had crossed the Atlantic while pregnant. She gave birth not in comfort, but in a wilderness of a new precarious settlement. Soon afterward, John White returned to England for supplies. When he finally returned 3 years later, the colonists were all gone. Virginia Dare, her parents, and the rest of the Roanoke settlers had vanished into what history now calls the Lost Colony. It is a haunting story, but for Mother's Day, it's also deeply moving. The birth of Virginia Dare was an act of hope in a place marked by uncertainty. Eleanor Dare brought forth a child. She could not know what would become of her daughter. She could not know whether the colony would survive or not. She could not know that Virginia's name would still be remembered more than four centuries later in Dare County, in North Carolina history, and in literature, drama, and public memory. But that is the nature of motherhood. No mother can see the whole road ahead. She does not know every sorrow her child may face, every danger the future may hold, or every purpose God may yet unfold. Motherhood is always an act of faith. I thought that was very well put by Dr. Creech. And I wanted to share that with you because sometimes we think, well, I don't want to bring a child into a world of danger, and yet there were thousands and thousands of children born into danger. And I'll share more about that in our morning message today, but it is a reminder that being a mom is an act of faith, and we have no idea what struggles, difficulties we may face in this life. But I'm so thankful that we have the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one, the Holy Spirit of God is the one that comes alongside, we're told. Jesus Christ is our mediator between God and ourselves. And I pray for each of the moms that are here today. I pray that God will sustain you and strengthen you and encourage you in the very important role that you have. As the mothers go, so goes a nation. I've heard that quote before many, many times. And then I've heard this quote too, mothers have more impact than 100 teachers. Think about that. A mother has more impact than 100 teachers. That's a Jewish proverb. And it's very true. And we thank God this morning for our moms.